Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW at 1150 a.m. here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. Before we start, I'd like to thank everyone's support for this radio program, because Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the top of the right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. I really appreciate your help and support, because I know together we can create a much better and happier world. I also have a television program called Out of This World TV that broadcasts three times a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays on Channel 22 in the lower Puget Sound Seattle area. And the TV show is also available on YouTube under either my name, Ted Marr, or Out of This World. There are now almost 50 episodes available on YouTube. Very briefly, I'd like to mention a wonderful psychic fair happening in Olympia, Washington on Saturday, January 20th, 2018, a few months from now. It's free, and there will be over 25 different vendors ranging from psychic readers, crystal shops, bookstores, astrologists, and all kinds of spiritual people at the second annual Cosmic Awareness Fair. There are also, in addition, the admission is free, and there will also be a series of free lectures throughout the day, including myself, where I'll be giving a presentation on the Emoto Peace Project, which teaches little children between the ages of 3 and 12 the valuable lessons of love and gratitude. And the theory is that if we teach these children love and gratitude, then when they're adults, they'll hopefully want to make this world a much better and happier place. Also, Michiko Hayashi is on our program now, and she just had 1,000 beautiful children's books printed in Japan. And they're in English, and we'd like to ship them here in the United States, and we're asking for donations to help to ship them here. We now need about $400. We've got $100 in to ship the books here so we can distribute them freely to children in the United States. If you'd like to send a donation for that, please send. You can use PayPal to this email, outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Or you can just you can also call me at 509-750-9793. Together, I know we can create a much better and happier world. My new book called Messages from the Masters has been published. And if you'd like an autographed copy for $20, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me at 509-750-9793. And with that, I'd like to welcome my good friend Michiko Hayashi, who's the Global Director of the Emoto Peace Project and the former Administrative Assistant to Dr. Masaru Emoto. And she's on the phone now with us by Skype from Japan.
Hi. Hi, Ted. Hi, everyone.
Thank you so much for having me here.
And thank you so much for doing this commemoration of Dr. Emoto's 3 years from passing on the 17th of October. And it really means so much to me and to everyone in my office. Thank you so much.
Well, but Dr. Emoto was a great man. And we also were very lucky. We have another gentleman coming to us from live from Toronto. He's Canada. He's actually from the Ukraine, but his name is Anton Fedorenko. I hope I pronounced that correctly,
yeah,
Anton.
Yeah.
If I mispronounce anything, please stop me. I can do it right. But Anton, one thing I asked Anton, he was during the first hour. Anton's a scientist, and you both of you had an interesting discussion about frequency or hotto. Could you explain a little bit about that, Michiko? And I'd love Anton's comments, too. And then you can talk about the Emoto Peace Project.
Okay, thank you. Sure. Hado means vibration, as many people may know already, the listeners know. But Dr. Emoto used to say that everything is vibration, or everything is vibrating, even though the table, the glass, or cup, or right. pen, or anything, even though they don't seem like they have life, but they're vibrating.
True.
And vibration, we call it hado.
Mm-hmm.
And hado means in Japanese, it's like a frequency or wave.
Sure.
And that vibration is energy.
Mm-hmm.
And energy is also information.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that is vibrating has the energy and also the information at the frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And if the most beautiful frequency or vibration that water showed in its crystals was the from the words that we expose to water, the words love and gratitude. And so he, Dr. Emoto, established this nonprofit organization, the Emoto Peace Project, to spread the importance of water and the message from that water that is showing in the form of crystals that negative, beautiful words create beautiful crystals of water, and negative or ugly words cannot make any crystal of water. And that we, when we know that we are human beings, are about 70%, 75%, or around 70% water, and the blood is made up of about 80% water, brain also 80% water. And when we know that everything, we are really water, then whatever we say, whatever we think, or intention we have, the prayer, everything is affecting our physical body, not just physical body, but also the environment and the earth itself, Mother Earth also, because everything, water is life, and without water, nothing can exist. And on this earth, always everything is made up with water. So that's basically what Dr. Emoto's work was, and Emoto Peace Project is.
Well, Anton was talking during the last hour, Michiko, about a fantastic process that he uses through icmedicals.org, where he transfers information through email, like a picture of, you could do it for a picture of someone who has a disease, or you could send a picture of the reactors, nuclear reactors at Fukushima, where and I don't understand the process completely. That's why I want to ask Anton about this, where you send them to another person who has a laser that raises the vibration, then you get rid of... How does that work exactly?
A little bit different.
Okay.
So, I told you about the experiments. How can we influence on water in a remote way? Mm-hmm. So this experiment is done actually in also this German laboratory.
Okay.
If we, for example, make a picture of water, like a photograph of the water, and then we insert the electrode in this water to measure some electric conductivity of this water, and we will, for example, do the measurement during the day, like 24 hours, and we measure during 5 hours, we see no change. But then we can use this photograph, like, and we, and this photograph somehow like connected to this sample of water.
Right.
Yeah, we don't know exactly how, maybe as you suggest, maybe it's another dimension. But then if we influence in this water, like remotely, so this water maybe even stay in different room or different city. I mean, this photograph stay in different room and city. We influence with the generator, and we see that our electrode, which measure the conductivity of water, they change like another... like values, so the water stays changed. And our technology, IC Medicals, is a little bit different, but also have in the basis the same phenomena. So we have, like, for example, substances or herbs, some biological active substances, and we have image of them. You can, like, so just to make it simpler, say that we have like picture of the like drugs or herbs, and then we call it like informational copy, and then a person go on the website and they like choose the medicine or whatever herbs, and they click download, and they will receive this signal.
Anton, I think it's something very similar to what Dr. Luc Montagnier is doing for the reproduction of DNA.
Luc Montagnier, the Penguinist. So we record our image. It's not just a photograph. We have a photo and also audio signal. So you put your substance in the electromagnetic coil. To say it's simpler, we put it near the microphone. But not really a microphone, just to say it's simpler. And we record the sound which goes from the solution.
Dilute
substance. We record it like a song, let's say.
Right.
It's all vibration, and also because Dr. Emoto used to say, the vibration is carried because there's water. in the air, in everything.
Right.
Without water, we would not be carried
right.
to remotely. So, I'm not the scientist. We do have Dr. Nemoto. He's my coworker in the office. Mm-hmm. He is right now in Europe right now traveling.
Yeah, I was chatting with him recently.
Yeah, and that's something that I would really be happy if we call him Yasu because we're co-workers. Uh-huh. But if our Yasu would do this kind of experiment and do the testing, but I don't know if he would be doing that.
Well,
but anyway, it would be.
It would be nice if he would. He told me 3 months ago that he wasn't doing any research anymore. So we may have to find someone else. But it'd be nice if he would. It'd be nice if he would.
I'm having a really good thought about hope about our laboratory because we do now have a new. She's not a scientist. She's a photographer of water crystals in the laboratory. Mm-hmm. But she's really willing to do the testing, different testing. And she just came up to me just before I left Tokyo to come to my mother's. Uh-huh. And she said, well, I will have those two days in 1 week. And then at that time, I may be able to take some pictures of crystals that if there are anything you would like me to. So I asked her to take some pictures of different frequencies to see. You know, the forms of the crystals that water makes. And things like that, we can do that.
Michi, I have a bottle of water that I gathered. It's from the springs at the top of Machu Picchu where the Inca, ancient India Inca, used to pray. I have an extra bottle. Would you like it for testing? Would you like to test the crystal?
Sure.
Okay.
You're going to send it to me or you're going to keep it until next January or
either way, I'll check into the shipping cost, and if it's not too much, I'll just send it to your office, and you can test it there.
Yeah,
that
just
would be
make
great.
Sure that you wrap it with an aluminum foil so that the information will not be affected by surroundings. You know, the environment.
Yeah. All right, I'll do that.
When you send it, please. Okay.
Okay, I'll do that. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you. That would be really interesting.
Yeah.
I know that we do already know that prayers really are so powerful and. Collective intention or collective prayer with multiple people amplifying the energy. So it will be very interesting to see how Inca's people did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also what I mentioned about this device from Germany, like measurement device for research, when you have two samples of water and you measure at the same time, what happens in each of the samples. You have this very precise technique of measuring the conductivity of water. Mm-hmm. And they already tested this device to measure also when people do praying, etc. They can send, their energy to this photo. Yeah, I was saying that maybe we can use generator or laser or LED to make influence on water, but also they did it with the people. So you have all two samples of water, and if you now really have effect on one of the sample, then you will able to see the difference. That's really good technique, and it's really shows you. It's really high level of science.
Do you know the name of the device of the German people?
This laboratory they call cyber tech. Cybertronica research.
Okay. All right. Well, good.
Thank you. Also, and post it somewhere. This information website.
I'll tell you what would be really good.
Thank you.
What I'll do after we get off air, Anton and Michiko, if you like, I'll send you both an email so you can exchange email addresses and be in contact. So.
Sure. Thank you. It would be wonderful.
Yeah, I can. I can do that.
Well, my work is not really because our office has the business division and me as a peace project, the person in charge of peace project. So I don't really deal with science. But and Yasu is the person who is in charge of science. But I do it really helps so much if I know, if I have a lot of good information about science, because when I go mm-hmm. around the world and talk with people, then I that really helps. You know, people want to know more about science and what we are doing. So, scientifically, if we can prove the many things, I mean, I know that science is not really up to what we are our consciousness can do, because they have not been able to do experiments or test mm-hmm. or measure the energy of the thoughts and consciousness mm-hmm. with the scientific mm-hmm. experiments. But still, we have to start combining it.
Excuse me.
Go ahead, Anton. There's a question I want to ask about.
I just want to say it's truly it's an important topic and things with measurement of all mm-hmm. influence, mm-hmm. not just maybe, you know, like all in feelings or I feel the effect or not feel. It's also good. Mm-hmm. But in our approach, we try to do with some like real instruments and mm-hmm. to achieve some replicability. So for example, we do experiments and another person will have the same instrument in their country and they do things and they see the same results.
Anton and Michiko, you probably know a lot more about this than I do, but I heard there was an experiment. Maybe this was Professor Benavisti, I'm not sure, where he took...
Benavenist?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. The French scientist there. Where you had, he took two bottles of water. One had homeopathic substances in it, like, and one didn't. And after a time, the two together, the information was actually transferred from the one that did have the substance in it over to the bottle that didn't. Or do you know much about that?
Yeah. Well, Dr. Jack Benvenist was the immunologist. Mm-hmm. He was the doctor of immunology, but he ended up becoming the doctor of homeopathy. And he did many experiments. He knew that the water, even though you dilute water like 10,000 times, 50,000 times, or 100,000 times, mm-hmm. the water itself has the information, original information. Right. And so it does help. It does work as a, even though we don't use a Western medicine, water can treat people if we do use it in the correct way.
Right.
And that's homeopathy. And we do, through Dr. Emoto's work of water crystals, we have taken many photographs of flower essences, and we know that they are really effective also. Mm-hmm. Wow. And when we take the water crystals from flower essences, we have to dilute mm-hmm. many, like 50,000 times sometimes, and still we have the same result.
That's amazing.
So that's homeopathy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
And Dr. Jack Benvenist was helping people with homeopathy, mm-hmm. and that's why he wrote the article on that water memory. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, he was kind of banned, and all his work was banned. And Dr. Jack Benvenist, when he met Dr. Emoto, I think that was in 2004 or 5 in Switzerland. Mm-hmm. During the Water Congress, Dr. Benvenist told Dr. Emoto he was really grateful that Dr. Emoto took those pictures of water crystals, because that really visually people can see how water has memory.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
But at that time he gave Dr. Emoto a warning, saying just to be careful with water research.
Being careful, is that his life may be in danger? Is that, you mean that kind of carefulness? Or what?
The life of his work will be endangered. Mm-hmm. Not his life itself, maybe. Or mm-hmm. What he said was, if Dr. Emoto starts to talk about God existence, studying water, then mm-hmm. be careful with your life. So that was something that he said. Yeah, but you know, Dr. Motos started to talk about God's. He ended up saying, "Water is God, not God is water, but water is God, because it is life, and it's in everything. It carries information and everything. So, and through study of life, when you see water at the atomic level or molecular level, you see, you just cannot avoid the existence of God in there. So that's the more Dr. Moto studied water, the more he was aware of the existence of God in there.
Interesting.
It was very interesting.
Fascinating. Michi, before you know how time flies, I want you to talk a little bit about the Modal Peace Project and your children's books, if you don't mind.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
Yeah. Before you forget.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Okay. It was in 2005 when Dr. Emoto was invited to the headquarters of United Nations in New York.
Right.
He was he gave his keynote speech there to talk about how he can apply the message from water, how water can help people with awareness, and also to create a peaceful world. When we learn about the message from water that Dr. Moto published for the first time in 1997, he showed all the water crystals and then showed how words that we daily use are affecting our physical body and the earth and everything. And the negative, when we say the beautiful words like "I love you" or "you're beautiful," the water creates beautiful water crystals. Whereas when we say "I hate you" or "I kill you," then the water just cannot form any crystals. And then also he did the testing with different musics, beautiful classical musics or heavy metal, destructive. Sometimes it's not all the heavy metals, but destructive music. Then the water makes beautiful crystals to beautiful music. But to destructive music, yeah, the water could not make any crystals. And to prayers, the beautiful prayers, water made beautiful crystals. And the most beautiful the crystal that water made was like from the word love and gratitude. So Dr. Emoto learned that water is showing that if we are in a state of loving gratitude and saying, "I love you," and giving the... saying thank you to everything, feeling the gratitude feelings to everything, then that's the energy that we're giving out, so that we are creating the field of beautiful love and gratitude. That's a positive, beautiful energy. So when people learn about this, especially when children learn about this, then they are the future of this earth, of our future. And if we spread this message from water around the world in different languages, Dr. Emoto said, "I will be giving the book of Message from Water, children's version, to 650 million children all around the world for free of charge, so that they will learn about love and gratitude and about the truth of water, and then they will be wanting to live in harmony, not really fighting or anything, using ugly words or hurting anyone else, but to be living in love, saying I love you and thank you to everyone, everything. Then the whole world, being all having all these different children all around the world, that the world itself will be a peaceful world, with because they will not want to be fighting with anyone or having any war or any ugly situation. So this is basically the what the Immortal Peace Project is, and we have this children's book called The Message from Water, translated into 33 languages now, and we distribute this children's book to children all around the world. And now we have this nonprofit organization, in Emoto Peace Project, in the United States, in Washington, with you, Ted, and Carolyn White, right, as board, and me as board members, and also Jerry Pollack, Professor Gerald Pollack from University of Washington is advisory of this board, of scientific advisory.
That's right.
Of this Emoto Peace Project in the United States. So in the U.S., I have the sponsor here in Japan who publishes the prints the children's books, and we printed 5,000 copies of the children's book in English, and also 3,000 books in Spanish, which I can send. But that's why we're asking for donation to send the books by ship.
Sure. That's wonderful.
And it's about $500 for 1,000 copies. To ship. I think it's still that's the most reasonable way to print and to have the books in the United States, because we have done some researches, and still it's more, it costs more to print in the United States. So we decided to print it here and ship it to the U.S.
Yes. Well, if anybody would like to donate, they can send, do it by PayPal using my email at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Or Michie, if you have an email that people can use for PayPal too, that'd be great.
It's crystal@hado.com. It's Crystal.
Okay.
Crystal. Okay. At hado.com.
Okay.
And please write, it's for Emoto Peace Project.
Okay.
Then I will know.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Okay.
Now, off air a few minutes ago, Anton and Michiko, you talked about creating a love network. Could you explain that a little bit, please?
Love network?
Yeah, you talked about getting people.
Yeah, thank you very much. I have this idea like a long time. And also in 2014, I went to some kind of things called Vipassana. I don't know, maybe you knew this kind of technique when you just kind of sit in during 10 hours a day and meditating, observing your body. Like you don't imagine anything, but you just like following your feelings. You like really exploring your feelings in the body. And then also in the end, they were like doing this technique of sending energy or love to people like maybe you know, just the whole world. And this really like make me feel really good, and I liked it. And also with time, with I don't know, with experiments we're doing, I see that the experimentator can influence. And yes, like people can use drugs or herbs or whatever,
right,
but really, if you compare like some maybe drug to person itself, like it seems that like person is much more powerful than just some piece of substance, and because it's a lot of energy some person have, and you want to say something?
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I think it's really a beautiful network, and that the
And this is also like with common with modern different techniques of technologies, I think we can make it you know like more interesting and involve a lot of people. So on how I, for example, see it, I know all we use maybe Facebook or some social network where we chat with people. So, but this network where people exchange their, let's call it like energy, sending each other energy. And also as a link to the people, also it's now approved more with experiments, we can see the photograph of the person and send the energy to this person. Yeah, because we have experiments with water. We have picture of water, we send, let's say, some influence on the water, and it's really changed its state. So we can do the same with a picture and the person. And for example, you go into this like some website, you register, and you have maybe friends or community, people whom you want send energy. It's like friends and
Facebook. Oh, that's wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah, friends and Facebook. And then you start your session. For example, you choose, okay, now I have 10 minutes of time. I want to do my session. And you, firstly, you like make yourself, like put yourself in this state where you feel these grateful feelings and love feelings. And you see slideshow of the people.
Yeah. May I say something?
Well, yeah, of course.
Can I go for? Can I tell you really quick, Mitchie, before you go? Sandy, you know, Sandy, the Hado instructor in Los Angeles, she called me this morning out of the blue, and I talked to her for a while, and she said that I talked to her this morning on the phone, and she also wants to create a love network, too. So we're all on the same page, my friend.
Right. You know, I was going to say that the most powerful energy of in this world, I think, is consciousness, people's consciousness.
That's right.
And it's really scientifically really being proven now. And, you know, Greg Braden, Bruce Lipton, and Nassim Haramein, scientists and physicists are really now saying, just focusing on how powerful people's consciousness is. And then when we think that we have 60 trillions of cells or 37 trillions of cells, and the cells are each made up with a 90% water, and now we know that each cell has consciousness also.
Right.
So when we are affecting those cells with our consciousness of love and gratitude, and then nothing is really impossible, but we can cure, we can heal ourselves, other people instantaneously. And all we have to do is to be aware of it. People just think that they know we can do it, but a lot of times they have still doubts.
Right.
We have to get rid of those doubts, and then the energy, the power will be really, really powerful.
I have a wonderful idea, my friends. Why don't we create a love network like this? And I'll send you an email. Mm-hmm. We can talk about it and maybe announce it on next week's show.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And when I just imagine that, for example, we have like millions of people who like send in each day love to each other. And then, for example, we have some disaster happens on the earth. So I don't know, person has really bad disease. And for example, we have this kind of person and all the million people. Like, you know, maybe they don't know them personally, but people like in their slideshow that they will have it, they will have this photo of him and they will send him energy as well. And I'm just now curious to see what can happen with all this energy and this person of their life should be changed.
And, you know, you can do your experiment, or you can measure the power, the difference of the powers. And we can also here in Tokyo, in our laboratory, what we can do is we can take pictures of the crystals of those after and before. People can see that too, and we can post them on the social network as well. So that would be wonderful. And there's one thing I'm really interested in doing is that 21st of September is always the day, International Day of Peace, and of United Nations. And I would like to do something really, something that will help people and children as part of Emerald Peace Project for children, and combined with maybe scientists or musician or artists or scientists to do it, the event for children in maybe in New York, anywhere. So that's something that I have in mind for, you know, September next year.
That's good.
Beautiful, beautiful. That would be so good. That'd be so good. Michiko, before we forget, could you please give out the websites for the Emoto Peace Project, please, so people could learn
Thank
more?
Thank you. It's Emoto Peace Project. Emoto is spelled E-M-O-T-O Peace Project. .net is for worldwide Emoto Peace Project, and for Emoto Peace Project America is Emoto Peace Project .me, just like me. Emoto is spelled M-O-T-O Peace P-E-A-C-E Project P-R-O-J-E-C-T .net and .me. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you so much.
my pleasure. Well, I wanted to, you know, you're really both talking about the same thing. Dr. Moto talked about hado or vibration, and you're, I think, Anton, you're talking about the same thing. A little bit different terminology, but the same,
yeah,
same kind of effect. Yeah, same kind of effect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. It usually happens, people talking the same things, but they usually have a different terminology and maybe explanation sometimes, but basically should be the same.
Well, you're,
I think so.
You're,
yeah.
As a scientist, Anton, you've discovered that vibration is a key issue. Is one of the key things in your informational in your IC technology, informational copy technology. And Michiko, and then in Michiko, your work from Dr. Moto has discovered, of course, that if you raise the vibration of little children and people with teaching them about love and gratitude, you also create a better planet, too. And, you know, as I just said that, this entire studio lit up in this beautiful white light. I know the angels are here. That always happens when I say that. But I think you're both talking about the same thing, creating a better planet.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything is vibration.
Yeah,
and
if
we're
like,
informed. Go ahead, Anton.
I just wanted to propose to tell you about one experiment which was done by another some French scientist. This was really just traditional experiments, but show really how maybe substances like works. This the name of the person is Luca Turin, and people can also find his experiments like in YouTube or in TED. He did some talk and explained his results, and it's really like very cool, let's say. And so what he did. So usually in modern science, it's considered that the effect of substance on our organism, on our cells, on our receptors, mostly depends on the structure of the substance, how like chemical structure, conformation, all the things of the molecules, how it looks like. But he actually put, and to disprove it, he did like the next experiment. He took the substances, two different substances, which had almost the same shape in terms of like a physical shape, how the atoms related to each other. So it looked like the same almost, but they had different electromagnetic spectra. And he found that these two substances had different smells. And this person was working a lot of his odor. He probably even have perfumer company. So he found that shape actually doesn't have like influence on how the receptor like perceive this molecule. So then he done another experiment. He took two different substances, which has very different shapes, but almost the same electromagnetic spectra. And he found that they had almost the same smell. So he found that it's important not just the shape, but let's say vibrations of the molecule in our nose.
Interesting.
He found that this like receptors that stays in our nose, and these receptors like can, it's like small spectrometers, small like tiny spectrometers in our nose, and they can recognize not the shape, but let's say I call it like electronic shape of the molecules, electromagnetic spectrum.
Wow.
And also I saw in other articles which say that in our body we have this kind of receptors, so not just a nose. And that's why this comes maybe how water works in our body. So we know, according to some theory, it's actually in all this water conference, it's most, let's say, promoted theory of water. It's quantum electromagnetic dynamic theory, which says that molecules of water, not just a random, randomly moving molecules, not related, but water molecules create a clusters. They create a clusters. Each of the cluster, it's about, it was theoretically calculated, about 5 million molecules of the water. And they create a cluster, so they stay like near each other. So it's different, like they call also them domains. The domains stay in the water. And this domain vibrates. And this happens because water always surrounded with some electromagnetic field, magnetic field, because we all always have magnetic field in our Earth, like always.
Right,
according to this CAT, quantum electromagnetic dynamic theory, if you have two molecules which will vibrate at about the same frequency, they will be attracted to each other.
Exactly. That's vibration.
That's why molecules of water, they crazy domains like
theoretical
spatial
places. That's a law of law of resonance. Yeah.
Yeah, and what is important that your domain vibrates. So it's coherent coherent domains. It means that all the molecules in these domains they oscillate, like vibrate at the same frequency. So and people use mostly this theory also to explain homeopathy. So for example, you have your substance, you put it inside the water. Substance has all one like frequency over vibrations.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And according to this theory, this like substance create field and these molecules of water will start to oscillate with the same frequency as this, like let's say, pill of aspirin vibrates. And then you, with dilutions, you remove slowly your substance itself, but you have still domains which vibrates with that frequency. So they took the frequency and they continue to vibrate. And when you continue to dilute, you add to this water just maybe like randomly moving molecules, but they also organize according to this field, which is created now by the coherent domains in water. And then, for example, when we, so this is like hypothesis, yeah. Then we, for example, we drink the water and we know this water like vibrates and it has probably specific electromagnetic like spectrum, probably it's very weak, etc. But as we know, like in our organism, there are receptors which can read not just like substance. They don't see the H2O. They don't see it. They see electromagnetic spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And these domains, they oscillate at a specific frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And receptors take this frequency. They read it and they send a signal and a lot of different reactions start in our organism. And that's probably how informed water can work in our organism. So it's like, for me, sounds possible. All these vibrations. And this is also experiments.
Reality is a lot different, isn't it, than what we see when we sometimes see with our eyes in this third dimension, isn't it, Anton and Michiko?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and again, like we're developing all these instruments, doing experiments, we just learning more. And sometimes we just realize, and actually it's like in this reality. So we just didn't notice that before. And yeah, it's kind of obvious after your opening eyes.
I think the things that we can see, we can hear, we know is only like 3-5% of the real reality of everything. And the rest, we don't, we can't really see with our naked eyes.
Yeah.
But, or we can with our own ears or nose or senses, but we do probably consciously or subconsciously know the answers or our feelings that we have known many, many years ago that we have forgotten. And so nowadays that if we do these testings and we can prove with science, then people will be able to learn more or remember, start to remember what we have known already, I think.
Yep, you know? That's true. That's absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, Anton and Michiko, I'm this is a wonderful, what a wonderful program to honor Dr. Emoto and water research, of course. And because you're basically talking about the same thing, both Dr. Emoto is and you are too, Anton, in vibration and Haro. And I years ago, before I became familiar with the work of Dr. Emoto, I always used to naively think that water was the same, but it's not the same. It has different frequencies, different vibrations in it, and it's in everything. And I think Dr. Emoto was also right too when he said that water is God or God is water.
Mm-hmm.
Water is God. Yeah, water is God. Right. We don't. Water is always transparent color. It looks the same from outside, but it's all different. When we give the intention to it, when we say thank you to, let's say, it's so easy that people can do their own experiments at home.
Right. If,
what they have to do is just prepare this two bottles of water, the same water, into one bottle of water. They just, what they have to do is to say thank you or to say I love you and I thank you so much. Mm-hmm. To the other, you just ignore it, or you can say, I hate you, or something that you really don't want to say that, but still, right. To do the experiment, right. You can direct these intentions, completely different intentions, to two bottles of water, and you just do it for about 1 week or so, and mm-hmm. taste it. Mm-hmm. You can see. Right. You will really know the difference of the taste.
Right.
And the very quickly when you if you want to do the testing with like Ted, you know that I love red wine.
Yes.
So what I did was Dr. Emoto once said when he was still alive and we were having a party in the office, he said, well, you know, you can test with your own wine, he said. And to what you have to do is just pour the same wine into two different glasses. To one glass, you just put your hand on top of it and say, well, thank you for being the water, the kind of the taste that I really like. And the other one, you just don't say anything. And then you do it a couple of times and drink it and see how different it tastes. And I've done that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And it really, you can tell. I mean, you can give it to someone else and see if they feel the difference of the taste. Mm-hmm. Actually, they're the same bottle of water, of wine, but right. you can tell the difference. So it's really like mm-hmm. that fast. That's water that's changing at the molecular level, you know. So it's something that our consciousness can do, and it's doing without us realizing how powerful that is.
You know, I have to tell you this. You know, Billy and Zora of the Hollow Earth, they taught me some, and I want to share this with you too, Anton. They taught me a certain method. You can use your hands to send vibrations mm-hmm. to the water. To raise mm-hmm. the vibrations of the water and make it, you can get rid of impurities like fluoride and chlorine in the water, and make it taste much sweeter. And by raising the vibrations, it makes it much healthier for you. They do that all the time.
Oh yeah,
they do that mm-hmm. all the time in the Hollow Earth. What you do, you take your left hand, and you take your mm-hmm. your first finger and your thumb, and you made it into a circle, and then you take your right hand and you put your fingers together, and then you cover it over like a glass of water or a glass of wine or even food, and then you let it sit there and you send love and light to the water or to the food, and it'll raise the vibration after a couple of minutes of that food or liquid. I know that at my Galactic Wisdom Conference, I believe it was earlier this year, or last year, was it last year?
I think it was this year.
Or this year,
in March.
Yeah. Yeah, in March.
No. It was last year. It was last year.
Yeah. I had Billy Faye Woodard at my conference, who's from the Hollow Earth. And he used this hand motion over a glass of tap water. And Anton, and I think, Mitchie, you were there. You saw this happen. The water mm-hmm. started bubbling, became effervescent. And then
that was a mm-hmm. bottle of water. Yeah.
Bottle of water. Mm-hmm. And then he drank it. And I tasted it. It was very, very sweet. So the vibrations of the water actually have been raised quite a bit. Just tap water. Nothing mm-hmm. special. Just tap water that he energized with the use of his hands and good thoughts. So you do the same. He was doing the same thing, Michiko, that you were doing, that Dr. Emoto was doing, but adding the kind of like a Reiki technique.
Reiki thing?
Reiki. Mm-hmm. What they call Reiki practitioners, of raising the vibration. And as I said that, the studio lit up again. We have all this beautiful white light now in the studio. So I know the angels are happy when
That's
I
good.
Mentioned
angels
that.
Angels are happy.
Yeah, they are. Dr. Moto's here. He's happy. Yeah, they're all happy I mentioned that. And one thing, again, I mentioned this earlier during the last hour, Anton, your research, you're actually going into the higher dimensions, whether you realize it or not, with your IC medical technology. And you are too, Michiko. When you talk about raising vibrations, it's more than just the third dimensional or third density kind of analysis. You're actually going into the higher dimensions, which is good.
Thank you.
Yeah, which is...
Thank you. I think... I don't really know much about higher density, but mm-hmm. Because I'm living on this third world, third density.
Well, we all are.
I think our consciousness or as our vibration goes higher and higher, then we are being very connected to higher density lives or existences, and we do. People who have passed away are being around us, but it's just that the density is or dimension is different. So it's like a radio show that we're tuning into your radio show so we can communicate with each other.
Right.
But with people who passed on or someone out of this third density, if we want to communicate with them, then, you know, we can tune into those. And I think our vibration goes higher and higher, it makes it easier for us to communicate with those densities and receive more information that we shall be using to help people to create this world a harmonious and healthy place. So.
Well.
I'm sure that Anton is doing that too.
Yeah. Well, for tens of thousands of years, what's called the Schumann resonance on this planet was 7.8 hertz, and then a little more than a year ago, it jumped from 7.8 hertz to 13.8 hertz in September of 2016, and since that time, it jumped to 36 hertz in December, 40 hertz in January of this year, 120 hertz in May. And I'm not sure what it is at now, but I think it's around 170 to 180. And my spirit friends on the other side have told me that within about the next 2 or 3 years, it's going to jump up to 800 hertz. And
Well, see, when we see this Earth, this Mother Earth is a living being, I think.
Right, it is.
It's a living being. That means the Mother Earth is also evolving. So Schumann frequency goes higher, becomes higher, I think. That's a evolution of the Earth.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And we, all the other, because we're living on this Mother Earth or Earth, all the nature, the mountains and forests and trees and animals and human beings also need to evolve with the Mother Earth. So
right.
That's why I think we are getting more and more, having more and more people who are doing something much better than the before to create this whole world. A better place for all people to live in harmony and service for other people, I think.
Well, this is the model of the future, and Nostradamus predicted it. Actually, on last week's show from Cusco, Peru, he came in on with the help of Judy Kelly, and Nostradamus said that the evolutionary transformation into higher vibrations is moving along much faster than even he had foreseen years ago. So it's happening really rapidly, and I'm happy for it. And that means your work, Anton, and your work, Michiko, will be far more important than it even is now. And I know that. And so, and that's also the reason for the popularity of my radio program is that people are waking up and the vibrations are going higher and higher.
Yeah, and I think that's something that people really want. We don't want to go to the hospital because we have the disease.
Right.
Because we're not healthy. We want to live healthy. We want to stay healthy. And we want to prevent having diseases in the future. So what Anton is doing is really wonderful. What our office is doing to help people before people become diseased. I just received the email from a friend of mine who lives in, I think, Tacoma, who came to your conference, Ted, I think that was this March this year.
Okay.
That Dr. Yoshi gave Hado treatment to this friend. And at that time, she was told that something she would be having this kind of problem. So to prevent from having that problem, Yoshi made the water for her.
Oh,
and
beautiful!
At that time, she did not know. She drank it just a little, just 1 month, and after that, she stopped. Then she just went to the medical doctor to have another test without knowing anything.
We have 45 seconds left.
Oh, okay. Then she found out she has this disease that the Haddo machine predicted.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, I mean, all we can do, we can help people predicting and helping people without getting diseases if we use this technology.
That's true.
Of energy
That's
technology,
true.
You know?
We have 20 seconds left. And for those of you coming to my Galactic Wisdom Conference on March 9th, 10th, and 11th, and 13th and 14th in Olympia, Washington, you'll be able to meet Michiko, see the machines. Hopefully, Dr. Yoshi will be coming as well. It'll be a fantastic opportunity. Anton, I want to thank you and Michiko
thank
so
you very
much. For
thank
coming
you.
On. Let's create a love network. We can very talk much. About it next week. And my friends, I hope you have a beautiful and happy weekend. We'll be talking about South America next week with Brian Forrester and all about my trip to Peru. And I hope you all have a beautiful and happy weekend. Thank you so much, everyone. Bye-bye.